Keith Berry is on a phone line. He wrote an interesting article, speaking of getting into the city, for Consumer Report about reports about using public transport, about using ride shares. Welcome to the show, Keith. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
The piece you wrote is actually over a month old now. I'm wondering if a lot has changed. Can you give us just some ballpark things to anticipate if I'm using those services?
Most definitely. So, you know, both Uber and Lyft now have a couple of rules in place. It's no shared rides, no more than three riders in a car. Everyone has to be sitting in the back seat other than the driver. The drivers must wear masks, and the passengers must be wearing masks. No masks, no rides. And, you know, it may take a little longer to get one of these vehicles. They might not necessarily be on demand. But, you know, I think the best thing to know is you know, as things start to reopen, there's still a pandemic on, and you have to wonder, do you really need to take that ride? Because you can't socially distance inside an Uber or a Lyft. You're inside of a car with somebody else.
I haven't seen the ad lately, but I know one of them was running an ad saying don't use our service. It was weird. It was a public service announcement, but they were saying,
yeah,
not just yet.
You'd open the app and it would say, you know, do you really need to take this ride?
Really?
And I think what people need to remember is it isn't just about you needing or wanting to go somewhere. It's also the drivers that are putting themselves, you know, at risk. And we don't know a ton about COVID-19 still compared to other diseases out there, but we do know the transmission's more likely when you spend 10 to 15 minutes near an infected person in an enclosed space. And, you know, I've been in plenty of Ubers and Lyfts in Chicagoland, and most of them have involved 10 to 15 minutes with another person in an enclosed space.
They don't want you in the car for more than 10 to 15 minutes. Do they keep the window?
Yeah.
Is it mandatory that the driver have his window cracked?
So there are CDC recommendations that both Uber and Lyft are recommending people follow. And it's one of those things that as a passenger, you can be informed about as well. You know, if you're arriving at the airport, sometimes they'll try and help you with your luggage, and that's a wonderful thing. But, you know, right now, no, don't let anyone else touch your stuff.
Yeah,
touch your
right.
own stuff.
What about
sure the windows are down,
yeah,
and make sure that the air conditioner is on, not on recirculate, that it's blowing fresh air in from outside.
So you can request that if your guide doesn't have it at that setting.
Yeah.
Everybody has their own barometer on this sort of thing. What's yours? For instance, in Chicago, it would be Metra, the trains, the commuter trains, or the CTA, our city subway, Uber, Lyft, taxis. Would you prioritize your comfort based on what you've sort of researched, Keith?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that you know, walk or bike if you can, if there are things local to you. If you have access to your own vehicle or you know, a rented vehicle because you can control that space, that's sort of priority. A short trip on public transit on off-peak hours while wearing a mask, you know, wash your hands. Keep your hands clean. Don't touch your face, no matter what you take. And I think that there's no right answer about what is safe or what isn't safe. It's just about minimizing those risks.
But
and the more time that you spend in contact with someone else, the higher that risk might be.
So it sounds like you are making rideshare programs the least of the options.
Yeah, I would say so. I would say even a taxi where there's, you know, I know not all of them have a partition, but some of them have a partition between the driver and the passenger in the back seat. That may be something which can prevent, you know, the spread of the disease. We don't know that yet, but there's a chance it might help.
I'll say this, though. The super-duper vast majority, hundreds of thousands of people in Chicago have or have had COVID-19 and don't even know it, or had it and had marginal symptoms. It's not a death sentence if you get the disease for almost everybody. And yet, thousands of people have also died. We're talking about a nation of 300 million people. I don't know why I'm telling you that, except there's some perspective there. I don't want you to be terrified at the notion that you've got to get in a car or a plane or a train or an automobile. And that's about all the time we have. Any last comment from you along these lines, Keith?
Yeah, I mean, just remember, even if you're young and healthy or your driver's young and healthy, the people who they go home to at night might not be. And that's just something to keep in mind, you know? So keep that mask on, keep your hands washed, and be safe out there.
I can't believe it, but I'm about to quote Mitch McConnell, who said on the Senate floor 2 days ago, wearing a face covering is not about protecting ourselves. It is about protecting everyone we encounter. Okay. Interesting. I presume if I go online, I can read your article still, Keith?
Yeah, go to consumerreports.org. We have a lot of information about COVID-19 involving almost every aspect of life.
Yeah, you sure do. Nice to talk to you today, Keith. Thanks for helping us out.
Which it affects, yeah.
No kidding. Welcome to 2020.